Christchurch Central, 10 years old. It's absolutely fantastic and to celebrate, because our Father's not just for Christmas. We've got a gift today, a special birthday present that we want to be thinking about today on our 10th birthday. I'm going to need some various volunteers to help me to see what's in our present over here. To help us understand a little bit more about the reading that Sandra just read to us a moment ago. So when I ask for a volunteer, if you're a small person, I might have to lift you up and drop you in there maybe to get out the various little gifts. You've already got your hand up. Come on down, James. Let's see what you can find in our present, the gift over here that we've got. And bringing the whole family, are you? Let me lift you up there, look. Okay. Get the Bible out. That's it. Well, hey, is he allowed to stand on tables? You've got a Bible. Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Stay here. The Bible. One of the most precious gifts that we have as a church, as Christians, is the Bible, the very Word of God. In that prayer a moment ago, the beginning of our service, we thank God for His Holy Spirit. We thank God for His Spirit with us, and we thank God for the gift of the Bible. And the reading that we had a moment ago was all about the Bible. And it told us a number of reasons why we can find that we can be confident in the Bible as God's Word to help us and to lead us. So I need another volunteer to look in the gift over here. We already had you, so Zach, let's have you next, shall we? There's various books in there. Get the books out. And the balloons. Can you bring the balloons out as well? The books. The big books. That's it. Yeah. Bring them out first. What have you got there then, Zach? Some books. Well, what are they about? Does that look like an interesting one? What's that called? Yellow Pages. Do you read that? You ever read it? Does that look a bit more interesting? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? What about that one there? That one's about running. Who else wants to hold a little book for me? Do you know, hold the book for me. There you are. You know, hold the book for me. Yeah, books. Books are fantastic things, aren't they? What has this got to do with having the gift of God's Word? Well, all books contain information, don't they? From the Yellow Pages, we can find out where you can get a painter and a decorator from. When you look at this book here, you can find out quite a lot about elephants. One of my favourite animals is an elephant. And if you like to go running, you can have a look at a book like this, Running with the Kenyans, and you can figure out why you're not very good at it. And the like. Books give us all sorts of information. And of course, the Bible contains all sorts of information about God. And about you and about me. And some people will say, well, how do I trust the Bible? Can I trust the Bible? You see, one of the most important things about these kind of books is we can trust this book on elephants if you trust the man who wrote it to know something about elephants. We can trust the Bible because if you look in the passage we just had read a moment ago, it says that the Bible was breathed out by God. That is, all the various books that are in the Bible, the letters, the poems, the psalms, the history books. It says there that basically, as people wrote the words down, it was God breathing out. One of the other things that Zach just got out a moment ago was a balloon. Who wants to go at blowing up a balloon? Sam, your hand went up first. Let's see if you can blow that up. Let's get your dad doing it at the same time, because how are you getting on? Not bad, eh? Look at that, big blowing there. Ooh, shall I have a go? Let's have a go. What's happening when I blow the balloon up?
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger, isn't it? And what's in the balloon now? Air. Where's the air come from? Came out of my mouth, didn't it? That's right. And there's all the air coming out. That little phrase in the... Oh, sorry about that, Fee. All the air just rushed out of it again. All the air got breathed out of the balloon just after I'd breathed it into the balloon. And so it's not just that the Bible is information. The phrase there says that it's breathed out by God. Do something for a moment for me. Just hold your hand in front of your mouth. All right, everyone do it. And go like this. Ha. Ha. That's weird there. See, say something like that. Talk. Just say something. Talk as you, and your hands in front of your mouth. Can you do that? Talk and you feel your breath coming out. See, try talking without feeling your breath. You can't, can you? You see, when the Bible is breathed out by God, what it means is that this is actually God speaking. And so when we open up the Bible and we read it, our attitude should be, not that I'm reading, no, but that I'm listening. Because this is God speaking. God breathing out what he wants to say to us about himself and about ourselves. So we can have confidence in this wonderful gift of God's to us, the Bible. Why? Because God is the author. God breathed it out. God is the one who wrote the Bible, as it were. And the Bible says a number of very, very important things. In the Bible, there are those verses that Sandra read for us a moment ago. Tell us two or three really important things that God wants to tell us in the Bible. So what are the main things that God wants to speak to us about in the Bible? I need somebody else to come and have a look in the big gift. Martha, come and help me next. Yes, let's see what else we've got in here. I'll have to whisper to you what to pick out. Okay, is she allowed to stand on tables? Yeah, here, she's allowed, yeah, okay. Get the helmet and the axe. That's it. Whoa, look at that. What else? What else you want to get? You want to get the yellow helmet. Hey, fantastic. Let's get you down there. Yeah, certainly put on weight since I baptized you. There you go. Here we have a fireman. do you not want that? Basically, a fireman, what does a fireman do? A fireman puts out fires. And if you were in danger in a fire, what would a fireman do? Might climb up a ladder. That. And why would he climb up a ladder? If you were stuck in a house, he'd climb up the ladder to rescue you, wouldn't he? That's right. Or... Absolutely, you're leading me just exactly what I want to say, because you might have come through the house and up the stairs, and if the door was locked, it'd need one of these to bash it down with, to rescue you. See, if you look at the Bible again in front of you, you get the words open there. It not only says that all scripture is God-breathed, but it says there that the Bible is able to make you wise for salvation through Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, first of all, that we need to be rescued. It's kind of like we are in a blazing fire, house for the fire, and that God has sent Jesus to come and rescue us from our own sin, and rescue us, you can go and sit down now, you can keep the hat on if you want, rescue us from God's judgment. So we can trust the Bible because God breathed it out, it's God speaking. And what does God want to tell us? First of all, God wants to tell us how we can be saved. And this book, wonderful book, is the place that we hear God. Don't just read, we hear God telling us how to be saved. Now, I need somebody else to come and have a look in the big gift over here. To find out what else that God is telling us in the Bible. Josh, why don't you come and help me? get that one there. Yeah, just get this one. Yeah, you hold those. What have you got there then? Toothbrushes. Yes, that's right. Big toothbrushes there. Yeah. You see, the two things that, if you give me one of them, there you can hold on to the other one there. Yeah, big toothbrush, yeah, for doing your teeth, you see. Some of did you all enjoy doing your teeth? When your mum and dad says, time to do your teeth, do you just do that? And then, or do you scrub for how long? How long do you have to do it for? Do you know? You should know, your mum's a dentist. 2 minutes? Longer? 5 minutes? Wow, wow, yeah, serious mum and dad you've got, wow. See, brushing our teeth regularly makes sure that our teeth stay healthy, don't they? And sometimes we might not want to do it, but a little bit every day actually keeps our teeth strong. See, if you don't brush your teeth, you know, hold on to that. Someone like Sarah, a nice dentist like that, you'll end up going to see them and they'll get one of these out and they'll have to pull your teeth out. Not really. And what does it say? What does it say in the Bible? Have a look at the verses down in front of you again there. It says that the Bible, God speaks to us to make us wise, that is so we know how to be saved. Secondly, so that it's profitable for teaching, for rebuke, for a correction and for training in righteousness. That is, the Bible tells us how to be saved, and then the Bible tells us how to stay spiritually healthy. Like brushing our teeth a little bit every day teaches us how to be godly. Now, I need someone else to come along to the front and help me. Last of all, our visitor. I've forgotten your name as well. What's your name? Rebecca, that is a great name. I called one of my daughters Rebecca. Fantastic, good to welcome you, Rebecca. I know your mum and dad. Why don't you get that out? Yeah, get the sword out as well. Well, hey, what have you got there then? A hammer and saw. The hammer's got... There you go. Look at what the verse there in the Bible says. It says that the Bible is God's word. It's breathed out. It tells us how to be saved. It tells us how to go on living a godly life. And then it says, so that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. And the words that are kind of language there is kind of like talking, having the tools for the job. And the interesting thing that it says is... look at the Bible again. How many tools does somebody need, according to those verses there, if you're going to know how to be saved and then grow in godliness? How many tools do you need for the job? Do you need a hammer and an axe and a toothbrush and one of these great wrenches? Do you need a whole load of stuff? What do you need? Just God, yeah, that's right. God's word, the Bible. God speaks to us through his word, telling us how to be saved, Philemon, telling us how to be godly, the toothbrush, keeping spiritually healthy, so that anybody, the man of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So today, Christchurch Central's 10th birthday. Seriously, do we need anything other than this? We really don't. Would we be silly if we stopped listening to the Bible? Yes, we would be. Sam, you've got something to say. You'd be silly if you didn't speak to God in reply, if you didn't pray to him. You know, 10 years ago, a friend of mine gave me this card. As we went off to start Christchurch Central. And it's to Tim and to Tanya, and there's various other things that are said there. And on the left-hand side, on this little card, and I've kept it in my Bible, it says this. Sometimes Christians pass on verses, occasionally presumptuously. So here's mine for your future, Tim. Genesis 1 to Revelation 22, verse 21. And I keep that in my Bible. Isn't that a brilliant thing to say? And I want to be able to say the same to you. There it is. We've got it all. We don't need anything else. Now, you children down here, there's one more thing. Once Martha stops sawing my foot off. There's one more thing that I've got here. I've got a little gift. There's a little gift for everybody in the room here. And I need all you children to be helpful to me now. If you put down all these other things, I'd like you to take and make sure that everybody in your family and in the church gets one of these. Yeah? So if I give you a few each, all right, out you go. Make sure everyone's got one. Yeah? Can you do that? Say hello to them. And when you see them, say happy birthday. And if you've not met them before, tell them your name. Okay? Now, I might need parents just to guide their children to make sure that everyone does get some of these. Okay, so yeah, we're all serving each other. You can't just do it on your own, like Chris said earlier on. We need the foot and the hands and the mouth and the ears and the eyes. Try not to squash them. There you are, there's some to take to various people. Do you want one there? Look. You've got one. You want to take some more, do you? Take some more. There you are. Pass them all around then while you sit down. Have you... There you go. Sorry. Sit down then. Have you all got one of those? There you are. There's one for you. When you one for you. Why don't you sit down now? There you are, that's one for you. Do you want one? You've got one. Shall I have the hammer back? There's one for you, Hannah. Thank you very much. Have you got one? You've got one. Why don't you all sit down again then? Have you all got one of those? Yeah? Pick it up, wave it in front of me so I can see you've got one. Just to make sure you've got one. That's fantastic. You're being very responsive today. Brilliant. Over this. Are you missing one? You four, there's one coming your way, look. Fantastic. We're entering our 11th year as a church. And one of the main things that we are going to do is we are going to demonstrate that we trust God's word. We're going to say to the Lord God, we're going to believe you when you say, all we need is this. We're going to take you at your word. We're going to carry on listening to you ourselves. And more than that, we're going to go to our friends and we're going to say, would you like to listen to God with me? Would you like to listen to God with me? And so on these little bookmarks, which you can put in your Bible or put in a book at home, there's a space for you to write down five names. I wonder whose names you'll write down there. Perhaps some friends at school, perhaps at work, perhaps members of your family or your neighbours. Whose names are you going to write down? People that you can start to pray for from now. And then from Christmas, you see, give to five. From Christmas and into the new year, as an opportunity for us to each give those people a Luke's Gospel. In our Gospel teams, into January and February, we're going to be looking a little bit at Luke's Gospel together. And then will we say to our friends, I so trust the Bible so much that I... There you are, look. Now, I've not entirely lost the knack with small ones. If in doubt, give them something. Martha, do you want to give her one? Thank you. Brilliant. It's yeah, brilliant. There you are. There's some more. I think that one's going to be Prime Minister. Very determined. Where was I? Yeah, we got the courage to trust God's word and to invite our friends to read the Bible with us. What else do they need? It's brilliant, isn't it? We are going to watch a bit of a film clip now. So I'm going to encourage the children to head back to your parents so you can sit on their knee, so you can see the screen. We're going to move to praying now. It's our 10th birthday. And we want to be praying for our city. We are Christchurch Central. We're in the middle of the city. We're at the heart of the city. And we want to have a heart for the whole of the city around us. And so, send to you children down here and to the mums and dads. There are some photographs and pictures are going to come up on the screen. Please don't judge the quality of the photos. All right? I went out with my family and we took some photos. I then went out with my gospel team and we took some photos. I then went out with a church leadership team and we took some photos. So the point isn't how good are the photos. We thought we'll open our eyes and we'll see what we see about this city. And we'll pray for this city. So there'll come a photograph later on in the slideshow where we're on the top of a hill above the ski slope. And there's a photograph of Obi, you'll see it, at the top of the ski slope. And we looked over the city and we prayed. And so be inspired to open your eyes, to pray for the city and say, this city needs God's voice to be heard. So Sam very helpfully said earlier on, we'd be silly if we didn't speak to God. You're absolutely right. And what we're going to do now is do something to help us engage with speaking to God. So we're going to play this, and Dave's going to, after that, lead us just in a moment of quiet, and then someone's going to come and lead us in our prayers in just a moment. I'm going to turn the lights off.